Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome, new listeners, to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show number one. So welcome to the show.
Hello. Let me tell you something. I got a lot to tell you. You're going to not want to 15-second forward anything. Because I got a lot to tell you. But I'll go quick, and then I'll slow down. And then today is part two of the Doug Benson Show. Is it part two or part one?
I believe it's part two.
Part two. Part two of the Doug Benson Show. So I'm in Philadelphia. I'm here with John Bram Wagner.
Good evening.
And we are, we just had some Wawa, but we'll get to talk about that later. And John is in the band in Philadelphia. John's going to be on keyboards and iPad and a lot of other accoutrements. And then Philadelphia's own Shannon Moore, right? Shannon Moore. You know Shannon Moore? Well, he's a really good drummer. We even did a little rehearsal Wednesday night. It was great. They had a show. We all went over. They set up all their instruments. It's looking good. And we did a run-through. Shannon Moore, Philadelphia's own. Shannon Moore is going to sit in with the band. And then my friend Steve. Steve, I have a hard time saying his last name, but he listens to the podcast. And he sent us a lot of Skittles. So you all know who Steve is. And M&M's. Reese's Pieces. Wow. I was just eating every day. Can I tell you the truth? I laid in them in my bed and just ate them. Like I would wake up, nom, 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 nom. All right. So that's that. Now, a few very important things. So anyway, we're in the hotel and trying to do the opening of the show. John took like the fireplace, put it up on the computer. Then we covered the keys with a white towel. And then we have like a table in front of it. So we're sitting here. We have like our mini studio. It's a great atmosphere. Look at that crackling fire.
It's really peaceful. It kind of made me zone out. It made me zone out for a second. Did you mention that you have shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Helium?
Oh, I did. By the way, I do. My Saturday shows are sold out, but there's two shows tonight, Friday, and then Saturday sold out, and now Sundays there's one show. There might be a second. So we're doing good. Helium. It's going to be crazy great. And what else? Oh, yeah. Eddie Pepitone is shooting a special. And it is February 16th. I'm going. I would love there to be a presence of the podcast there, because I would think that would be just the best audience in the world, just taking it in, soaking it in, letting Eddie be Eddie and getting to see Eddie at his best. He's going, let me tell you something, to George Carlin, it's going to be fucking amazing. It's going to be amazing. His last one was amazing, but Eddie just gets better and better and better, and God damn it, it's something you want to see. It really is. It's an event. It is. And it's at the Typewriter Dynasty, like one of the coolest theaters that I know of. And the Typewriter Dynasty, at the Hayworth Theater. And just a really cool room to go see Eddie be brilliant in. John's going.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be front row, baby.
I'm very excited. I might bring my girlfriend's brother.
Oh, and your girlfriend?
Who?
You're going to bring your girlfriend and her brother?
I only got a plus one, so I didn't want to be rude to him. I know she loves me.
You're a good friend.
Well, I know she loves me because we're in a relationship, but her brother always seems to be... He has the weary eye on me.
It's a healthy relationship you have with your girlfriend, and it's nice that you're bringing her in.
And you know what? Can I say something? Her brother, he's like a brother to me.
Aww.
He is like a brother to me.
Yeah, you guys do kind of like...
We do get along real well. Yeah. It's funny how life turns out.
It's weird.
And listen, we went to... I met Bob...
Dodge?
Bob Dodge. Because Preston and Steve do all their tattoos through them. And we went to... We're in Downingtown.
It was the Red Sparrow Gallery.
Yeah, I wrote it down because I wanted to say it right, and it was really cool. And they really cool gallery, and that's right near where my parents live. Red Sparrow, that's a good name.
Yeah, Red Sparrow Gallery.
Red Sparrow Gallery, Downingtown.
Downington
makes it sound classier. Red Sparrow.
The Red Sparrow Gallery in Downington. Hey,
go get a tattoo and then go up to Marsh Creek and hang out. It's like an event of a lifetime. Anyway.
Now, while you're doing that, follow @ Bob Dodge on Instagram.
Oh, please follow him on Instagram. He is so sad.
Check out the tattoos we got.
He's so sad that he doesn't have more Instagram followers. If you want to do someone a favor, I know there's a lot going on in the world right now, but this guy, Bob Dodge, he's so... Todd, no one's following me on Instagram. You want to just go look at some really cool tattoos? I don't give a fuck. Now, on my tattoo, what I did, by the way, we added Andy Frasco in the UN.
That's so cool. He fucking, yeah.
Because I just been putting initials all over it. He just did it with his free hand.
How many initials do you have?
So I have Mr. Rogers.
That's awesome.
Getting Dug with High.
Awesome.
You know, I have MR for Mr. Rogers. I didn't want to do it today, but I want to change it to Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, no, you can do that because I can just be the Mister.
Right, that's what I'll do. Right, exactly. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I know,
just have
right?
to add Rogers.
I know it's all period as
and
well.
And it's gonna look better. And then I got Preston and Steve, but he just put P and S, P and S.
P and S.
Oh Jesus, okay. Sounds dirty.
All right.
But then I put one for everybody. I put Preston and Steve P and S, and then I put plus, M for Marissa, and then I put for Nick, and for I added one for Kathy, and all the way and the interns, and
all these initials are like woven in through your tattoo already have.
But I did it for Preston and Steve. I go, I want to include everybody because they're all such an integral part of the show. So I figure if I'm gonna put Preston and Steve, I'll put everybody's at least first initial to their first name. But anyway, and you got.
Oh, I got a really cool tattoo. Thank you so much, Bob. I got a fish tattoo. That's right. I love the band Fish, and I got a band tattoo on my body, and I love it. No regrets.
No regrets. My niece had that on her, seriously, on her back.
No regrets?
She had no regrets somewhere on her. I forget where it was, and then she had it lasered off. I said, you do see the irony, don't you?
She said, what iron?
What iron? What irony? I need the irony?
That's sexist. I have an irony
That's
deficiency.
Sexist. That's, I have an irony deficiency. That's Thank sexist. You. That's racist.
That's hot.
That's hot. All right, so Eddie Pepitone, February 16th. Recap.
Eddie Pepitone.
I'm at Helium. Can I tell you something? I guess if you live in Philadelphia and you wanted to go see my show, I guess you know. Saturday is sold out, though. How about that? Does that help you a little more? Are you like, oh, he did say it before, but I didn't know if he really... Saturday
you
sold out.
It's hot.
Friday's...
Selling out. Like
I would say... Don't make it sound like a joke. I mean, like hotcakes. Then people think I'm not really sold out. Look, and here's the folk. Because then you get mad. You drive all the way down. Saturday, sold out. Done. Thursday night, sold out, but that was yesterday. But Thursday was sold out. And then, so there's tickets for Friday night, both shows, tonight, but that won't last long. And then Sunday, yeah, we'll be good. We'll sell out, but there's still tickets available. And there will be, at least till another 20 minutes. I got you, fucks. What else you want to say?
Third, Bob Dodge. Red Sparrow Gallery.
Yes.
Fourth, enjoy Doug Benson.
Enjoy Doug Benson, everybody. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy life. If I could say one thing, if a mother loves a son, but a mother would love a little brother. Did I ever tell you that story? Let's see how long we can do this. My brother went to this service with my mom, the rabbi. Was talking about mothers and how important they are, and my mom was just soaking it up. So my brother's like, oh, he wanted to go up and like push the rabbi to stop him, but he literally was going, and my mom would just look at him and like, it's true, you know. He's going, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. He sounded like a comedian that talks like this, but he did, you know. He goes, the rabbi in whatever voice it was, he goes, a mother is a mother, and a mother will always be a mother. Because a mother is a mother to a mother, and a mother is a mother to a mother. A mother will never leave a son, no. And meanwhile, she's glaring up at him. Mm-hmm. But a son, his son would maybe leave a mother. A son would leave a mother. A mother would cry. A mother would be heartbroken. But a mother would never leave a son, never. A mother never, never leave a son. A mother was a mother. A mother would be a mother. A mother would only be as happy as her happiest child. Because a mother cannot be happier than a child, so a mother is to a mother, and a son is a mother. But a mother would never leave a son, a mother would never leave a daughter. A mother would never be a mother with a mother with a love. A mother loves her son, and a son will live a mother, but a mother will never leave a son. Because a mother's a mother. A mother will be a mother till the day she dies. And the responsibilities of a mother are to the day the child or one of you drops dead. Because a mother is a mother, and a mother is a mother, and a mother is a friend. And a mother is a mother to what a mother, to a mother, to a mother, a mother to a friend of a mother, of a friend of a mother, 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 of a mother, 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 All right, I think I'm done. Enjoy the show. Anything else you want to say?
Oh, find me at Fish in Mexico.
Ah, come on. Okay, go find him, please. He's going to be out there.
I love you, Trey.
He listens to the podcast. Bye, everybody. You're beautiful.
It's a good show.
You know what I want to play? Because it's just so silly and it always puts me in a good mood. Play this. Play the infomercial. What is this for? So, they're still so
Just, you know, you don't,
I haven't. Mangano, and I invented the Miracle Mop. It's the original cotton self-wringing mop. Therefore, the most absorbent. It will clean that mess again and again and again.
And I'm Jane Rudolph Tracy, host on QVC, where we have sold over 300,000 mops to people all across the country, just like you. In fact, let's hear from some of them.
I love your mop. It's been a lifesaver.
This mop is wonderful. I would tell anybody to buy it.
And my 10-year-old daughter loves to mop my floor with it.
It really is the Miracle Mop. When even the kids want to get.
Mop every day.
Well, you know, it's 300
feet of continuous loop cotton. Why do I have to go dirty? I shove it up my ass. My mop was a lifesaver. I was drowning. The kitchen was full of water. And I swam over to the cabinet. I got the mop. And boy, is it absorbent. All I had to do was swish it around a little, and suddenly I could breathe, and I could go back to watching my stories. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Doug Benson.
Oh, God.
All right, this is Ray Romano.
I should do after that. I should have gone like this.
You just never. Sometimes you just don't remember that you have that.
You do. You have
is
to
it
remember.
Engraved?
Yeah.
No, I put my initials on the side because Aristotle has one. I'm slowly getting everybody one. They're not cheap.
You've heard of a rape whistle, yes?
Yes, of
that's
course.
That's a things are going great whistle. Leave me alone. Everything's fine. What are you looking at?
Well, you know what? You know what else is fun? I wasn't gonna show it. I wasn't gonna. Where is it? No. Oh, where?
No.
Why can I never find it? It's so disturbing. Does anyone have a light? That my. Well, I don't want to say it.
The secret word is.
Hold on. Don't. Oh, here. No. No.
Oh, it's in the bowl, I think. The pot bowl.
Oh, it's in the bowl.
Yeah. What's in the bowl? No, it isn't. Not
it. What's in the bowl?
What's in the bowl? All right, okay. I got to stop. It's a sickness. You know what? I want the people at home and everybody in this room and you, Doug, to know what I was trying to slow the show down for. I was looking for my duck whistle.
Now, you maybe keep tapping your phone right now, and you're about to Venmo someone.
And you got one that goes quacky quack?
I have a duck whistle, and it goes, yes, and it's the greatest, and I love it.
How does it sound?
Well, you want us to keep looking for it? It seems like you really want me to find it.
In the house.
It seems like, no, I don't think
so. I saw it in the pot bowl earlier.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, maybe I walked in the house. Don't you have one? Oh, no, they're in the house. Yeah.
Let me go grab it.
Well, you got plenty of train whistles, apparently.
No, well, you know what? Everybody gets a train whistle at their one-year anniversary.
Oh, really?
You can't be giving out train whistles to everybody right away. Then they leave. You got to be here for
right.
30 years.
Also, so many
everyone
trains.
Here got one.
It's dangerous to have all these trains.
Let me just take a break because, you know, I know that God has blessed us with this. And I hope he nourishes your food.
Oh, yeah. You know, food doesn't have any vitamins at all unless you ask God to.
You have to ask God. Sure.
For the nourishment.
Do. Well, don't be silly.
Hello, Miracle Mop. I was stranded on an island with nothing to eat. If it wasn't for the delicious Miracle Mop, I would not have survived. The stick was difficult to eat, but the... What do you call it? The moppy part was actually quite delicious. With a little sea salt, it wasn't bad.
By the way, I'm right to be hysterical.
It's accurate. It's super
it's
accurate.
It's so absurd. Hello, Miracle Mop. Right from that, I'm in love with it already. Hello, Miracle Mop. Why are you calling in the Miracle Mop? But I guess people...
Hey there, Miracle Mop. Miracle Mop, are you there? Listen, Miracle Mop. If I ever meet you in person, I'm going to murder you. You ruined my life, Miracle Mop.
If I ever met you in life, I'd murder you.
I was going to go meet the man of my dreams. And I... My hair was a mess. I didn't have time to make it nice. And I thought, I'll just wear Miracle Mop on my head and I will look gorgeous. And when I met him, he said, you look like you have a mop on your head. So now that's on your head.
That's on your head.
I'm gonna murder you, and I hope your stupid mop isn't available when they have to clean up all the blood. Have a nice day.
Oh, God. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, my God. Now I know how people feel after one of my shows. I see him.
Doug Benson, ladies
and gentlemen.
Can I take
a vodka break?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. This is a great song to go out on. Doug Benson, he's here. We're going to, I don't know, we'll do some math when we're taking a break, decide how long we're going to go on the other side of this. But sure we go. Why don't you come on in a little? Why don't we go to a big, I mean, play it up big. It's a real show. Bring it into the room. Wow. Doug Benson, ladies and gentlemen. Can we? Sure. Sure. All right. Beautiful. You know what? We'll take a break. We'll be right back right after this. Of course, we have commercials. We're a professional show.
You're all gone?
Mm-hmm.
We did it.
We did it. We ate all the jelly beans. Are we back? We ate all the jelly beans. We're back. We ate all the jelly beans.
This is John F. Kennedy, and I'm here to declare that today and every day henceforth is National Todd Glass Show Day. This me saying it, John F. Kennedy. I'm definitely not dead. I'm definitely not dead. I'm very much alive. But if you're alive,
is that Troy Conrad?
you need to listen to the Todd Glass Show.
Do you remember that?
That was John Kennedy.
Do you remember that Dana Gould bit about Kennedy telling a joke?
Oh, right.
You remember that?
You're
the man who shit in my tuba. Right.
Do the setup, too. Do the setup.
Well, the setup.
You never know where life can
take
you.
A man goes to a party.
Hold on. Can I back up?
He uses the bathroom there. What?
He goes, you know, a guy like John F. Kennedy, like, you never know. His life takes a teeny bit of a change. He's a stand-up comedian, you know, with that same guy. And then he's, you know, telling jokes on stage. And this, and then he would launch into that joke.
You got anything else you want
to
add?
No, you had to get me when I was down low. You had to punch me.
A man goes to a party. Oh, no. I said it wrong the last time. A man goes to a party. He loses his wallet there. He comes back to the party, the house the next day. I lost my wallet at your party. Something about,
I think I know.
Right? I lost it when I, something about a golden toilet seat.
How did you remember it was this house?
Oh, how'd you remember this house? Because I remember
he had a gold toilet seat.
Yeah, a gold toilet seat. Something about the front door and a gold toilet seat. And he goes, and then the guy goes, I don't know where your wallet is, but you're the man who shit in my tuba. So dumb.
We did it just
that's
good
how
enough.
I learned to do JFK. Is just I just do Dana's JFK.
Nah.
A man goes to a party.
A man goes to a party. That's how good we pick it up here, because we could hear it once, and then everybody in this room picks it up. We just have all, I think.
Right, you guys are really magical like that.
Oh, yeah. Let me show you. Let's do John F. Kennedy. Sure.
A man goes to a party. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm
Come on, it's not a joke. That's my new thing. It's like I'm a puppet. I'll be honest.
I think we are.
Are people
be
saying
honest about what?
Are people saying anything?
About anything?
About my big comedy anniversary coming up.
Oh, are people supposed to know
that? Well, I was hoping Comedy Central would throw me
like
a bash.
Party or something? I'm going to a Comedy Central party in 2 nights on Thursday night.
Who's it for?
Did you get invited?
For what?
It's
Wait a second. Why didn't I?
It's the Drug History premiere party.
No, but I want to do that show.
It's only for people who want to do that show. That's weird. Do you get Wait, you'd be the one to get drunk and talk about some historical thing?
I would like to do
that. You'd do that?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want to get that drunk on purpose.
Oh, well, how drunk do you have to get? Like,
they have a bucket standing by kind of drunk.
Oh, I would.
Yeah, ooh. I don't like that.
They really get inebriated.
Well, I thought everyone could just do it to the level they want.
They try to make you drink until you're hilariously drunk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, five drinks.
Actually drunk.
Five drinks, I'd be pretty drunk, but I would still know what I was.
I don't know. You've had seven since I got here.
No, shut up.
You're perfectly lucid. You could talk about history. That was the other thing. What would you talk about the history of? What would be your subject?
I don't know anything.
Because they know about a thing, but then when they're drunk, they say silly stuff.
Oh, forget it. I can't do it then.
Okay, he's out.
Well, you could read up.
No,
I
don't
want to
read
the topic.
No offense, I don't want to read up. It takes a lot of work. Read up. Oh my God, I'm exhausted already. What am I reading up? I have to read
up. There isn't any historical event.
Read up on it.
That
study.
You don't know
God,
about?
No, no.
That you couldn't describe?
No. I mean, I'm not.
In comedy?
I know a lot of things, you know, at a glimpse. I heard about it. I'm telling people, go. What happened in Valley Forge? There was a big fight.
No, wait, don't tell us. Get drunk and then tell us. What happened?
That's how you could audition for the show on my show. See, if you're going to be so great.
Send in the tape, yeah.
If you're so great, then why don't you do it on your show? And if it's so hilarious, we'd like you to do it on our show. You know what? That's true.
We should record both, though.
We should.
So tell the story.
Well, no, I don't have a story.
But there's nothing that you know a lot about, like not a sport or a...
I'm not
aspect of anything like
no.
Part like you know
even what I would know second I know a lot about like but not in a very like I would still lose to someone that knew less because they knew the technical like landscaping I guess I know a lot of but then the stuff
here's the show you get drunk and then go to the comedy clubs and make them over.
You can tell the Who Jackie story.
That's a good
But you
show.
Are pitching a comedy club rescue, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Why?
Because I don't want to. I don't want to deal with people. It's,
no, that's
people
a good
that,
point.
They're not going to listen. Can I tell you, you got to be
what
careful what you hope for.
What about $100,000?
Yeah, they don't listen.
You know what?
Right
of course. Of course. If it came knocking at my door, but I'm not going to work to get it, and then be careful. That's why, you know what my goal would be? To have enough money saved when something like that came your way to maybe be able to say no. I think that's what everybody wants to do. Save your money so you can say no to things. Right? That makes sense. That's a portion of it. I'm making sense, right? It's a good place
to
be.
I'd like to have that much money.
I'm not. Well, in certain things. I got offered $300.
I said no to something.
No, I didn't. How much does it pay? I'll do it. Hey, if whoever Doug said no to, email me and I'll do it. The price is fine. I'll do it. And then 20-30% off.
Virtual reality stand-up comedy.
What?
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
VR stand-up comedy. Where I have to stand there with a helmet on my head, and I see a simulation of an audience, and they are all people all over the world wearing helmets, too, that see a simulation of me, and then we do a comedy show like it's supposed to be normal.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
So, but would that be... Hold on, maybe I'm lost a little bit.
Yeah, it's confusing.
It wouldn't be a bad... like.
You can hear them and they can hear you. They're all isolated.
So that would be not
themselves.
Enjoyable for you, you're saying.
But how would they? Why would they act like a crowd if they're all sitting by themselves?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to be the hard part.
Oh, that,
the
okay.
laughter
that's
is going to sound
saying.
Really weird. Like the laughter is going to be like not all together and only one or two people maybe or, you know, lunatics that sit there going. But also, if you can hear them laughing, that also means you're going to be able to hear them talking. You think a lot of people just start saying shit to you. They're like, if you run out of it, because he wanted me to do a half hour this way. So you're standing there with this thing on your head where you can't
did
see
you do
reality.
It?
No, I turned it down. That was the start.
Oh, that's right.
What did it pay?
What did it pay? I'll do it. I'll do it twice. I try to really sell myself. No, I'll do it twice. I'll drive myself.
If I said how much it paid, people, you'd just be like, just put the fucking helmet on and do it, you piece of shit. But it just seemed too weird to me. I like to see it in action before committing to doing it.
Listen, here's what I'd like to offer you.
Okay.
I'll give you $750.
Uh-huh.
To... I just want to be able to enjoy being at peace.
How can I help you with that?
I feel it right now.
You feel very peaceful?
I do. Wow. What'd you do? What'd you do for Christmas?
What I always do for Christmas.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Ignore Christmas.
Oh, you don't. Do you, why do you not? You don't like.
I
it
mean,
at all?
I do fun stuff, but I don't. And I like Christmas music, and I like the lights and stuff, but I just don't.
What else is there?
I just don't participate.
Oh yeah.
I don't buy presents for
oh,
people.
Oh, you do the good. That's not the you know the just the atmosphere is the part you get the best out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just hang out in the atmosphere. I don't do the shopping and worrying about, you know, getting the right thing for somebody and all that pressure to have a good, you know, great day that day, you know. Like,
right.
It's just another day.
Yeah, I think my family thinks that I don't give gifts because I'm an atheist, but it's just because I'm lazy.
And an atheist.
And an atheist.
Yeah.
I give them much. Is 5,000 enough for their birthdays when they're two?
You put hey, that in, you put that in a card.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, just to make myself look like a big shot. Meanwhile, there's only a dollar in there, but I hand over a crisp envelope. Hey, you think 5,000 is enough?
It's a residual check you forwarded to them. Pay to order of.
Hey, those residual checks add up, and I'll keep sending them your way. So that might not be a lot, but times that times 20, and you might be buying have a dollar 40. Wow. Hello?
Hello, Miracle Mop.
Yes. Oh, wait, I don't talk.
My child recently celebrated a birthday. She got a lovely card from her uncle. Inside that card, a check for $5,000.
Why did she call the mop commercial?
I'll get to why I'm calling the mop commercial. I'm trying to tell the whole story. I could just jump right to if it wasn't for that mop. Blah, blah, blah. I'm saving, I'm working up to it. Hang on a second. My stories are back. Brandon might be bisexual. I'm waiting to find out.
Oh my god.
Anyway. Any hoozle. There's a $5,000 check in the card, and she gets so excited that it cuts her hand, and she starts bleeding in my kitchen. You know what was in my kitchen? Do you see why I'm fucking calling you? You piece of garbage. It's a goddamn miracle mop. That miracle mop saved my child. Did I say it was my child or my nephew?
Oh, well, that's
it
nice.
It saved that fucking kid.
Okay. I don't know who I am in
and
this.
You're nobody.
Yeah, you're just leaving a voice.
This is a testimonial that's going to air on your infomercial, or I'm going to murder you. I will come and murder you if you don't use my testimonials. Being in testimonials is all I got. My resume is full of testimonials. I called ShamWow. I called the, what's that thing that, you know, the pocket fisherman? I've never done any fishing in my entire goddamn life. I've never used any of these products. I just call up and give testimonials. I'm testimonial lady. Have a nice day.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, they have those voices. Oh, my God. It's probably true. It is. They asked me to do an ad. I said no about a week ago. I said, I'm not going to do
an ad for what?
Coca-Cola.
Really?
You know. But I wish, you know, I'd go, stop with the whistles. My life is not good if I got to use whistles to do a podcast.
Go no, ahead, just one more whistle.
It's all I've
just
got.
Just whistle one more time. Yeah, it's just fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, you attracted a bunch of birds with that.
Oh, Jesus. So is that with that? Hold on.
Oh, shit. Be careful. Oh, no, now the trains are coming.
Sure. Be at peace. Do you meditate?
Never.
Never?
Never. It's called flying or sitting in an Uber.
Wait.
Right? There's plenty of times in the day you can just sit there and, you know.
That's
you
why.
Don't just set time aside to just sit and think about nothing.
What you're saying is this is all you need to make your Uber ride this. Headphones and now Uber ride spa. A spa that is floating you in the direction that you need to go, from the airport back to your house. You're sitting in the spa.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but it's real slippery in there and I fell and I hit my head. Does anybody have a mop?
Can you see we're giving you the finger?
Yeah, I can see it. You're right across.
I didn't know. I thought maybe it didn't.
Is that a fun game you play? Just all give the guests the finger while you play spa music?
No. I mean, if you break
here,
it down
try,
that way.
Try to listen to this if while we all flip you off. Isn't it soothing and hateful at the same time?
Can I tell you something? Fade that out for a second. At least this is why I like to George Carlin, because you know I'm being honest. Whenever I open up and everyone's doing it to me, because I've done it to other people, but I've had it done to me more, and it's just when I'll close my eyes. Usually it's if I'm trying to like hear something and like close everything out, and I'm really
But
into
I don't
it.
Think his eyes were closed.
Yeah, they're just a half mast or whatever.
Oh, so you are.
Yeah,
oh,
you're
you,
looking at me to do it, and I'm like, think, I'm looking at
I know,
right
you
at
know
him,
what?
His eyes are
you
open.
You thinking of Gilbert Gottfried or something?
You were hesitant. In all fairness, I blame Aristotle. And
I'll take that one.
I don't want to.
It's also a rare occasion that someone else closes their eyes. It's always dark.
Yeah, it's always me.
It would have been, it would have been funny to open my eyes and see you guys all flipping me off. But instead, I just watched right. you all look around and acknowledge that it was about to happen. And then you did it. And I didn't understand what it had to do with the bit I was trying to do.
And
I was like, should I have had her on the phone? Should she have been calling in?
I'm so much. I'm
instead of just talking in the regular microphone.
You know, I'm so happy that we figured this out. Because otherwise,
you've
be
never
a little...
even asked me what my name is. All the times I
What is your name?
I tell you how great your mop is. You don't give me any credit.
Hello.
Oh, I thought she was leaving voicemails.
Am I? Oh, yeah, I thought she was leaving voicemails. Now you're. Do you want?
I take long pauses. I take poise pauses where I get myself together, and then I continue talking. Listen, I know when you're listening to this, you're going to be criticizing the way that I leave messages. So I'm going to counter that criticism before you even listen to it by telling you that you have a terrible attitude and your breath also probably smells like the butthole of a coffee smuggler. Which is, you know, like a butthole, but still a little nice coffee in there. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello always makes the person sound so desperate.
It's like the
Hello?
Classic. Or the classic.
Hello.
Todd, I've been wanting to hear from you. It's been a while, and I just want to see what you're up to. It's your mother.
When they throw that in, like you didn't know who that was. Who's talking to me like that? Better be my mother.
I have two of those where my mom literally says that. I think she says it as a parody and a little. It's your mom. She says it with a funny tone, so I don't know. Maybe she's.
It was until last year that my dad would always call and I'd answer. He'd go, it's your dad. Yeah, no, I saw it. It said dad.
Sounds like a loving relationship we all have. We sound like angry son of a bitches with no being mean to the people that have done nothing but shape us who we are.
Am I on hold?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Call. Let me call in. Let me talk to this woman. Hello.
Hello, customer service.
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Jack. How can I help you?
Here's how you can help me, Jack. Did you say Jack?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
How may I help you?
Listen, Jack.
How may I help you, ma'am?
I'm going to tell you, Jack. I got one of your damn miracle mops.
Yes, and what's the problem?
The problem is I've read the Bible. I understand what a miracle is. This mop is no miracle. I don't... Excuse me, I'm a little under the weather.
But he's still... But he's still gone. He's so sick, but he still has to call a mop.
Listen, first of all, I'm a lady. And second of all... I thought you called me a man.
Either way, I apologize.
In your defense, I'm a man sometimes.
We're all happy.
I'm a part-time man.
Thank you for being honest.
What did I call for?
I don't know.
Oh, your goddamn mop.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
A splinter came off of your mop.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
When I was pushing your mop inside myself. Now, if you don't put a warning label saying don't put this inside yourself, it could splinter, then what am I supposed to do? Just staring at that mop thinking, why can't... There's got to be no reason to not put that inside myself. And now this splinter. I feel like that lion in the story, but nobody's coming by and taking the splinter out. Could you come to my home and take out the splinter? And could you bring a pizza? Because I can't leave because there's a splinter in me.
You like pizza?
No anchovies.
Oh, no anchovies. I don't know why I haven't affected my voice. I'm just jealous because you have the phone voice. I want a phone over here. Technically, this is it.
That doesn't sound like a phone that you're on?
Well, this is my normal voice.
Yeah.
And then this is my...
That's your... But now we're on the phone.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. Hello?
Yeah, what are you jealous about?
Yours is better.
Just because I get to hold a fake phone and you just have to sit there and...
No, because I think your...
Talk into a microphone?
I think your sound's better.
Do you want to switch?
No. But...
I think you do.
No. No, I don't.
I just wanted to bring it. You know what? I like having my own. Makes yours seem better now. Hello?
Well, that's how they should do it when you call into a place.
Yeah, I'm in the studio.
You should just be on a straight-up microphone.
I'm in the studio.
Hello, what can we do for you? You know, every time you call for customer service, it's like, hey, I can't hear you.
Is this any better?
How about this? Where are they not talking loud enough? Where are they not talking loud enough? I mean, it was a funny thing, but where is it primarily happening in your neck of the woods?
No, you're like in a loud environment, and then you're trying to deal with them, and that, you know, like the automated thing comes on. Press 7 if you do.
I get panicky. You know when I get panicky?
Reservation.
Oh.
Reservation. Reservation. Agent.
Oh, I think I'm so good. If I'm by myself, I say, I know how it needs to hear it. Agent. Agent. By the way, I don't say agent. I'm using it now as a test word. Don't ever think that I'm yelling agent into my phone. Agent. I don't want you to think I'm that type of person. I'm a down-to-earth guy. You bet your little tookus.
Press 1 if this is about something that no one would call in for. Press 2 if you'd like us to waste your time and point you in the wrong direction.
Press 3 Press if you like to hear what somebody gonna hoota hoota hoota.
Like I was, you know, my flights were delayed the other day and I called in.
I love that you're talking into the phone. Are you calling in?
I'm about to call in. Okay. I called in to say, you know, I want to get on another flight. but the thing, the automated thing goes, to help you with your selection, to, you know, to point you in the right direction today, tell us if you're calling about an existing reservation, an upcoming reservation, parking, you know, there's a bunch of other things. And then you're like, oh, I guess I'm calling about an existing reservation, you know, and then you go, existing reservation. And then they go, thank you. I will connect you to an operator now. And then you get on the phone with somebody. They're like, hello, how can we help you? I go, do you have any guesses? I've already answered some questions. Nope. Give us, what's your name? What's your problem? I go, why did I talk to that robot about all that shit? And now you're just going to ask me the same shit.
To make you think that you were...
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh.
The robot is going to get fired. We've let him go. We're also kicking him in the stomach.
That's how much. Doug.
Listen, I got to go. I'm working it down here at the airport, and somebody got kicked in the stomach, and I got to use the Miracle Mop to clean up the vomit.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Cleaning up vomit? Yeah. It's the joy of my life.
Think about what it would be like without the Miracle Mop.
Did you see that movie, Joy?
No, I did not.
It's about Joy Magamagnano.
It's about Joy?
The inventor of the Miracle Mop.
Oh, is it really? What's his name again? I'm sorry.
It's a lady named Joy. You know a lot of men named Joy?
Married
to a woman named Regis, you idiot.
Oh, right. Why you come at me like that?
Because you're the dumbest person I've ever spoken to.
Well, come on. Can I list a few people?
I've spoken to at least five people.
Let me list a few.
I'm 28 years old.
That's really not expected, but doesn't really change
poor
anything.
Poor thing that she's so old.
28?
I can hear you.
Wait, how old is she?
Is this a party line?
Is she 28 or 78?
28.
Oh, I don't know.
I think
that.
You just couldn't hear me. You couldn't understand because I had my teeth out.
I think she's lying about it.
I sound really old when I take out my dentures.
What's going on?
I don't know. This lady won't get off the phone.
Ma'am, we can't cut her off?
Nope, I'm here for
that. Oh, okay.
Todd Glass Show has a new... co-host.
Thank you, everybody.
I'm going to be here forever.
Doug's the new co-host, everybody. Do we have any music?
I don't know who this Doug person is.
Bum, 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 bum. I love the trumpet. I love the trumpet. I love the horn instrument. I love the kazoo. To me, whether it's him on the beautiful trumpet or Aristotle on his electric kazoo, he has an electric kazoo. Isn't that cool? It plugs right into the sound system. All right, stop. We have a real guest tonight, guys. We can't be like this. I tell them, when the guests come in, we got to straighten up a little. Show a little. Hello?
Hi, I was wondering if you'd take requests.
Oh, yes. Oh, hello. What is your name? Yes.
My name is Marjorie.
Hi, Marjorie.
And I want to know.
Sure.
If you take requests.
Yes, we do. This is the Todd Glass Show, and we're all requests... Wednesdays.
Do you want to know what my last name is?
Yeah, sure I do.
Wait a second.
Okay, take your time.
You know this is Tuesday, right?
You know, what did I just say? Did I say...
You said it's all request Wednesday.
It's all request Tuesday. Excuse me. Thank you. At least someone's paying attention.
Tuesday's for tacos.
That's right. That's right. You remembered. Yeah, try. I'm a nice guy.
Is this like a therapist calling?
No, that was a side note, not to the actual thing.
What was my question? Why did I call in?
You called because
I had a request.
Of course.
No more music and no more you talking. whatever else you got, bring it. But no more music and no more you. Good luck.
Hold on.
I'm listening. So far, I love it.
I want to... You know what? I'm going to still keep it good, though. You can keep the energy up. This counts as a show.
This is a pretty good song.
Oh, no, I have an idea. Okay, I'm going to be very honest. I'm having trouble focusing, but in a good way.
Who are you talking to?
To you.
Not to me.
No. Oh, let me talk to... Okay, let's talk to her. Let's talk to her.
Marjorie.
Hi, Marjorie. Okay, hi. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in.
It's been a treat.
Thank you.
But also, I hate you.
Oh, well, why the hate?
Because it's fashionable.
Yeah, but why? It doesn't feel
it's
good.
It's a fun thing to do these days.
Well, you know what? But how about we just put that aside?
Okay.
You're right, let's be friends. Try it out. If it doesn't work, you can go back to hating. That's a good thing about it.
All right.
Try being a little extra nicer.
Okay.
Okay, you're a good person.
Sure am.
But you seem so sarcastic.
No, I mean it.
No, no, you're very short and coy.
I have a resting bitch voice.
Oh. Wow.
Here's my request.
Oh, yeah, sure. I have an idea. I know how
we were. Oh, that was where we were going. Your idea.
Yeah.
You're an idea man.
Who are you now?
I loved it earlier when you had that idea to like stare at your notes for 10 minutes and then come up with nothing.
Doug Benson doesn't miss a fucking beat.
What's your
doesn't
idea?
Doesn't miss a fucking beat. Sure. Well, because I was thinking like, oh, because sometimes I always don't look at this piece of paper. And then I end up not doing something that I wanted to do. So I go, just take a second. Because you're right. Looking
it
at
wasn't it, 10 minutes. It was an exaggeration.
Oh, no.
And you could cut the pause out, too.
No, no, it's fine.
I'm sorry. I was on the phone, but it's me. I'm here.
Oh, you there still?
I'm here in person.
Oh, you are? Oh, you're
Marjorie's
back.
On the phone.
Oh, Marjorie?
I'm here in person.
Okay. So, Marjorie, are you there, Marjorie?
Yeah, this is great.
What's great?
Just your general confusion.
Oh, you like
it's
it?
It's fun to listen to.
Well, people don't want it polished. If they wanted it polished, they could listen to something more polished. Just the way it is. No one's going, this unpolished. Polished. I do impersonations.
The Kevin Polish show.
This is, yeah, we'd be the. Hey, do you like Kevin Polish? You'll love Kevin Polish. Hi, everybody. I'm Kevin Polish. I'd want that every night. Boom, boom. A drummer, 10 sax players, 16 violinists, and one guy with a clown, funny clown nose. You know what I mean? And then I'd have like a...
Hey, I'm back. I was gone for a little bit. I was doing some mopping. What did I miss? Did I miss anything?
You're calling in the mop show. Well, tell us your story about your mop. I got nothing.
Well, I was left alone in a castle. And they told me, you better clean this castle before they left. And I found...
Ooh.
I found a wizard. I found his hat. I put it on. I could do spells. Yeah, you think you have a fucking miracle mop. I made a bunch of mops come to life. I don't know why this one castle... I don't know why this one fucking castle had so many mops. But they had 1,000 mops, and they all came to life. And I was like, this is no miracle, this is a nightmare. And I've hated mops ever since.
Okay.
So if you and your goddamn miracle mops come around me, I will break you. I will put a fist in your mop face. You'll wish you never...
That's a lot of aggression.
You'll wish you never mopped.
Yeah, you don't got to worry. You got... Everything's good. You're in good company. Don't
be... You know what? When it comes to you and your way of cleaning floors, I'm going to mopped out.
But, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're laughing, but...
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because you're just so, you know, you're so interesting. Right?
Yeah, I'm about as interesting as your notes. Come up with some bits already.
I got... Guess what? We have to go to close.
Let's see. We're done already?
Yeah.
What was your idea?
Oh, I have an idea to go.
Yeah, you had an idea.
How long have we gone?
Let's do the idea.
Hour and a half.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's perfect. Oh. That's what you said it would be, right?
Yeah.
About 90 minutes.
What did I tell you?
You cut it down to a tight 2.5 minutes, well, and it'll be lovely.
But when I say go to close, it doesn't mean I, you know, at 30 seconds. You know, it could be.
Right, you don't have to rush.
We just go, yeah, we take a nice, you don't hurry, you know, you're going there. It's a slow journey. I don't hate that. Everyone's having fun, then all of a sudden, oh, it's over. No, it's like, oh, it's over, and you go, oh, and then we get, and the bird sounds you want it so bad in the future. Remember back then?
Yeah,
I mean,
you gotta
in the
go
past.
Long enough to make people hate it, so when it's over, they're glad it's over.
Ah, oh, people. People want me to sing. Do you sing? Would you sing a song?
I'm not really a singer, but I might join in.
But I know something. I
What's
know,
the song?
I know,
we could maybe get Marjorie on the phone. She probably sings.
No, she said she has bronchitis.
Oh, right.
But I do know. It's a weird way to close because it's a visual, but people can go get the song and watch it with us. Like, maybe we can line it up in the show so they can watch it. I don't know. Maybe you go watch it somewhere where someone's laid it in, you know? But anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about, but you do. So anyway, go. It's a Wayne Newton.
You know what I was thinking is that, could you give us like 17 more options?
So here's what it is.
Because there's not enough choices in life.
There's no options. This is it.
You ever go on Netflix, know exactly what you want? No, you look for 2 hours and give up. You watch 5 seconds of Bird Box.
Is that what you do?
Say this movie's nonsense.
Is that what you do?
What?
What you just said.
Yeah, that's why I said it. Everybody does what I do, so I just say I did this, and it's like, okay, we all relate.
Yeah, I just said it.
So, yeah, let's do the first one. Right.
Okay, we'll do what?
You gave us some options. I said let's do the first one.
Oh, there's no options. I only have one idea.
What is it?
And you're good. You're on time, right? So we're doing nice, right? Yeah. So, but it's a visual. But I think the audience can go get it and watch it with, you know. So it's really good. But see, here's the thing. I want to do a documentary about Wayne Newton, and I'm really serious. And I want to call it Wayne Newton, and I'm not being sarcastic in anything that I say. Each line is the truth. There's no sarcasm. Wayne Newton, the best performer on the planet, or full of shit. And then the next one is both. But I am obsessed with his. I can't get enough of it. This version of We're Coming to America, it's fuck. He goes in on the telethon back then. Boom! He brings his whole orchestra. He's got the. Eric watches it. He goes, does he think he brings the mic with him? I go, of course. It's a gold mic. Yeah, I see he has.
Oh, no, the pot roast.
Oh, were you listening to what we were talking about?
But the pot roast is burning, so I've got to go.
Oh, okay. All right, well, don't set your house on fire.
That's a good tip.
I'm feeling good tips.
I love that lady. I wish she'd call in.
That's
every,
a good tip.
Week.
Is she being sarcastic when she says that or no? That's a good
no,
tip.
No, I think she meant it. I think she thought about it. It was like, you know what? You don't want your house to burn down.
You know, it's a lot funnier when you think she's not sarcastic. It's more endearing.
Yeah.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
I should think of my house not burning down. Yeah.
Now you sound like the mom on Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to?
I should think about my house.
I could do that voice.
Yeah, you could.
Hello.
No, now you can't.
I know. I'm kidding.
But you were nailing it. You were nailing it. Linda.
I need voiceover work. If I don't get voiceover work, if there's people out there that could bring me in to do voiceover work, the only thing is I don't want a lot of big words and you got a double space. Otherwise, I can't read it. You know what? Forget it. It's hard to read. I get too nervous. More than one thing. Why can't I be a guy? Hey, stop! You know, on a show. You know the guy who yells all the commands on the show? That's Todd Glass. They just come in, they go, we'll be back! I want to do something like that. Anybody, you got anything? Nothing? I'm fine. No, I got
you. You got this, Todd. We're going to watch the thing.
Oh, yeah. I thought that would be. Is there anything you want to plug?
Just, you know, DougLovesMovies.com is where all my road dates are. And Todd pops up on my shows sometimes, so check him out.
I say it the same thing every time. Forget it. It's too much of a compliment.
Oh, okay.
No, the audience that comes out from the show is great.
Yeah,
the audience that comes out from the show is great. I think it says something. It really does. Something to be proud of. Like, what's the. If whenever I say, like, hey, are there any getting dug with high people here?
It's always a good amount. They're always just appropriately acting. They get comedy. They're cool. Good energy. I'm not saying sloppy drunk people aren't fun either. Wasn't there one or the other? Nah, for me, go all the way. Hey, I got sort of high last night. Well, why don't you get really high tomorrow night? So if I'm going to drink, I'm going to drink. Now, listen, for the people that are going sober.
Good luck with it.
Do you ever think
I've
about that?
I've been listening to a lot of Eddie Pepitone's Comedy Store sets,
mm-hmm.
and you can tell what night of the week it is. Because he kills on Wednesday. Wednesday, Thursday, he kills, and then the Saturday crowds just...
Yeah, sometimes the weekday crowds. I never realized that until someone pointed it out. I'm like, why are the Sunday and Thursday crowds? You know, then so great, because, you know...
They're making the extra effort.
Right, right.
They're more committed.
Sunday's
Friday
fun.
And Saturday people are just like, they just got to go do something. Let's go see some comedy.
Yeah.
Or so, they're tourists.
And by the way, we're not saying everybody. We're saying they're mixed in there. In a Saturday night, of course, there's people that would come to a Thursday night or they just couldn't in there, that crowd. But then even if 25% of the audience is 30% of the audience is, they're just out. They won't really know. You can tell the way they're dressed. They're not really.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird for the audience that is there for it. You know, like can you imagine going to see like Avengers Infinity War and, you know, 30% of the crowd's kind of looking around like, what is this?
Right.
And whispering stuff like, is this just going to be about superheroes?
And can you like imagine the ones that like really get Eddie and they laugh so hard they got to be going, what the fuck are these guys?
These people are mentally ill, laughing this hard at this crazy guy.
And then you have to, and then I hold back because I don't want to look like I'm the person. I know how hard I laugh. I know that I'm not full of shit, but I've been in a few situations where I'm like, I know I'm muffling it because I go, I can't. I want to explode. You know, and then I think the storm is over, and I go, okay. I always remember thinking, like, okay, that was a lot. That was good. That's probably. And then shit happens again. I'm like, are you fucking shitting me?
Yeah.
And it comes on like a freight train, and it's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Exactly. We've done such great work here today. Todd, you've said it all.
So here we go. Can we flip that around?
You've said it all. You've done it all.
Let's just feel the energy. People at home, go watch the video. Now, look, we have it up here on a big screen. It's like going to take up the entire wall. It's like it's in the room.
Yeah, we get to luxuriate in it.
And I want to say this to George Carlin. I'm going to start opening the shows like this. When I'm on the road, whenever I have video, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Wayne Newton. I'm going to have it on the whole wall, not just on a little white screen, but the entire wall in a club where everyone can still see it. This up there, bigger than life, the band sitting in front of it, the drums, if I can have trumpets, playing with it, live drums, bringing it into the room. Take time to open up the show like this. It's 3 minutes, but I think it'd be a great way to open the show. And so fucking larger than life. I would like it if I went to see a show and I was 13. And that's what happened. I'd be like, what the fuck? So as we're watching it now, imagine going to a show.
What a foul-mouthed 13-year-old.
I was. Yeah. I was like, give me some fucking cool comedy, baby.
Grizzled 13-year-old.
Yeah, I didn't shave till I was 7.
What does that mean?
I was embarrassed to shave. I don't know why. I didn't want to admit it.
Until you were 7?
No, whenever I started shaving, 12 or something.
Here we go.
I tried using a butcher knife to shave once to George Carlin. I had like a little stubble and I couldn't find the razor and I was like, oh, maybe if I take a butcher knife. I can.
You were shaving at 12?
No, 13. Maybe a little. Okay, 13. 12. When did I go to? 13, definitely. Oh, yeah, 12 probably.
Is that
a little bit?
Experience?
Just a little.
Shaving in 7th grade.
How old are you in 7th grade?
I don't remember.
Is that normal? Maybe.
I think it's just not. It's like I think there's a percentage.
I don't remember shaving until the military made me.
You watch your mouth.
They made you, and they can break you.
Oh, so we're gonna do that. And I told Gabe. Now, I like look. Sometimes you take a journey with the audience. It's a great way to end. It relaxes me. I like to end sometimes
Let's
on
take
peaceful.
A journey.
So, let's but Gabe, you'll come in with some trumpets. Can we put a lot of reverb in his trumpet and fill it up with the room? Just for 3 minutes, let's just make it as loud as we can. It's up on that whole wall. Here we go.
Traveling far without a home, but not without a star.
Don't you want to be a
free? Only want to be free. We huddle close, hang on to a dream.
Thank you, everybody. That's it. That's the show. Doug Benson.
We did it.
Thank you, God.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.